Hello, guys, and welcome to another Morning English podcast. I'm Dave.
Hello, 大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。Dave, would you like to go out for drinks with Jack and me?
I'm good, thanks.
That's good, but I didn't ask how are you. I asked if you want to go out for drinks.
Nah, I'm good.
Okay, you guys might have been wondering, why is Dave saying I am good every time I ask him for a drink?为什么我问 Day 要不要和我们去喝一杯，他说 I'm good。 其实这个地方的 I'm good 不是表示我很好，它除了可以表示我很好之外呢，在口语当中还可以表示不用了。那么今天的节目呢，我们会一起跟大家聊一聊拒绝他人请求的一些表达，告诉大家如何礼貌的 say no。 那么想要查看我们这期节目给大家整理好的文字版本的笔记，就可以在早安英文的公众号的后台回复笔记这两个字就可以了。
You guys are wondering why I was saying I'm good every time she asked me for drinks. Well, because I'm good is a polite way to refuse someone's invitation to do something.
好，比如说，我们来看一下这个对话。
Hey, Mumu, do you want to go out and try this new pizza place?
No, thank you, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
这个时候的 I'm good 并不是说我很好，而是礼貌地拒绝对方说啊，不用了，不用了。Today's podcast, we will be focusing on polite ways to refuse someone because it is a very useful thing to know.
Okay, now let us take it easy. So let us first show you what we mean by a politeful way to respond to an invitation.
对，我们来先来看一个这个反面教材。Hey, you want to go out with me? I feel bad today.
I would rather just stay at home and do all my work than go out with you.
这段对话就是我心情不好，你愿意和我出去这个走一走吗？那这个角色应该是你来演吧。The role should be you. 然后 Day 就会说呢，我宁愿待在家里工作，也不要和你出去。See, Day was straightforward and was not considerate to me, which makes the way he responded to be rude. 就太直接了，太粗鲁了，太不贴心了。
Now what if I responded with, I am sorry, but I can't today. I have so much work to do. How about we hang out tomorrow?
Day here was apologetic and not being too straightforward with the reason that he can't come.
Yeah, so let us teach you guys another phrase. Let us say you like the idea of going out with your friend, but you can't go out for a simple reason. Let us do a role play here.
对，我们来看一下到底应该如何非常礼貌地拒绝别人呢？我们来看一下这个对话。
Hey, I have a free extra ticket to the new Marvel movie.
That sounds great, but it is Valentine's Day today, so I will spend it with my boyfriend. 那这个呢，就是常用的方式啊，非常礼貌的去拒绝别人，就是 That sounds great, 啊，这个听上去太棒了 but this is the key point, 就是 但是怎么怎么样。So now what if you have got a formal invitation like to a wedding or a big important event?那如果是比较正式的场合，我们来看一下如何拒绝他人。Dear Day, I would like to invite you to come to my wedding on Tuesday.
I really appreciate your invitation, but I regret to inform you that I would be out of town.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I don't want to come. That's a really polite way to say it.
对，那这种方式呢 ，I really appreciate your invitation. 就我太感谢你邀请我了 ，but 我非常遗憾地告诉你 ，I regret to inform you. 这些单词都 too formal. 但是呢，如果是对于一个正式的邀请呢，你也可以正式的去拒绝别人。But
now we already said that the way that Mumu said it was too formal. Now let us say you don't want to say it in a formal way. Let's do a small role play here to show you guys how it would go.
对，如果你不想显得太正式呢，我们还有一种方式来拒绝，比如说 Hey bro, wanna come to my wedding on Tuesday?
Yo, I'd love to. I'd like to, but I just don't want to come. Ha ha ha.
天哪，真想回你一个。
Yeah, that's not that.
脏话。
Here the formal way we said, oh, I really appreciate you,
appreciate.
I really wanna come, but, or I regret to inform you.But the casual way, just be like, I'd love to.I'd like to, but I can't.
对，还有一种比较轻松的方式拒绝他人就是 I'd love to, I'd like to. 我也想啊，我也想去，我也愿意去 but 但是就不想去呗。
Now, how about we share some tips for politely refusing someone?
对，我们来总结几个呢，如何礼貌拒绝他人的一些技巧和一些注意事项。Number one, don't ignore the invitation. Putting the invitation aside to deal with later isn't good for you or the person who sent it. 就不要忽视对方的邀请，就不要把它放到一边不管了。
Number two,Don't wait. As soon as you know you'll be unable to go, just let the person know because it's very hard to get an invitation and, you know, plan
对对对,
all of this.
就不要拖,你不能去的话,你马上让对方知道。Number three, be thankful. Always sincerely thank the person for inviting you and let that person know that you are honored to go. 就非常感恩,感谢那个真诚邀请你的人,并且你要让对方知道,哦,非常的荣幸接受你的邀请。
Number four, be honest. You don't ever have to come up with false excuses for why you're unable to go to the event, but you also don't have to go into detail.
对，就是要真诚一点啊，就你实在不能去的话呢，就实话实说，你不要编一些非常烂的理由。但是呢，对于这个理由的解释也不用太详细。下一个 number five, ask for a different time. If the invitation is exclusive to you, 就只对于你的话，只邀请你一个人 let the person know you want.Unable to make it at the time they requested. But you love to get together with them at another time. 就再约一个时间呗，尤其是如果对方只约了你，啊，你又没有时间，你就可以对方说，哎，要不我们再约一个我们都有时间的这样一个时间去约会。
And the last tip we're gonna share for today with you guys is...Don't over-explain it. If you can't make it, keep your explanation short and simple and to the point.
对，这个 over-explain 就是不要过度的去解释。如果你不能去呢，就告诉他主要的原因是什么。比如说，我今天肚子不舒服就可以了，不用说，我今天肚子不舒服呀，我要去医院呢，我要看医生啊，
yeah, exactly.
我还要挂诊呢，等等等。
Yeah, just be exact to the point and be honest. So...Thank you guys so much for listening today. We wish that you guys learned something today, and we really want you guys to be polite when refusing someone. I'm Day.
我是木木。今天呢，我们学习了一些如何拒绝他人的一些表达，以及我们在拒绝他人的过程当中需要注意的一些事项。那今天节目就到这里了，我们下期见啦。
Bye.
Bye.